Van Loo's will ordered that her prized rosewood furniture, mahogany secretary, and bookcases be sent to Boston and sold there by her friends to fetch what she thought would be the best price. But the Boston auction brought in only $1,000 from the professional bargain hunters who attended. Her Massachusetts friends sent the proceeds to Richmond to pay the bills she owed. The manuscript Reynolds took control of eventually found its way into a historical archive. She bequeathed Churchill and the rest of her property to her only niece left alive, Annie Randolph Hall. The items not sent to Boston were auctioned at Churchill, where curious Richmonders roamed to make their bids. A bureau in her bedroom fetched $10. A safe in her dining room sold for $1.80. Reporters prowling the mansion discovered the attic hideaway behind the washstand, where Van Loo hid Union prisoners. Cleaned out, the mansion still attracted sightseers. A keep-out sign was eventually put up. Churchill was later bought and renovated for the Virginia Club. In 1911, the city of Richmond tore it down and built an elementary school on the land. In 1902, Van Loo's Massachusetts friends delivered a rough-cut, one-ton gray composite stone from the Bay State for her grave at Chaco Hill Cemetery. On the side of the stone was embedded a heavy metal plaque engraved with the inscription, Elizabeth L. Van Loo, 1818-1900. She risked everything that is dear to man, friends, fortune, comfort, health, life itself, all for the one absorbing desire of her heart, that slavery might be abolished and the Union preserved. This boulder from the Capitol Hill in Boston is a tribute from Massachusetts friends. These were fitting words for one of the best of Lincoln's spies.